Now, in its 27th season, coast to coast, this is Grapeline with Don Cherry and Brian Williams.
You know, Don, you talk about minor midget hockey and how much you love it, but
best hockey in the world.
Those of us living, I don't care where you are, east, west, north, south, in big cities, I think often lose sight of the fact that hockey is truly, you know, it's the heartbeat of this country. When you attend games in small town or rural Canada, we'll talk about it right after this. Coast to coast, you're listening to Don Cherry's Grapeline.
Grapeline is brought to you by Subaru Canada.
Last week, I went up to visit my new granddaughter in Port Elgin, Ontario, which is on the shores of Lake Huron, Port Elgin, Southampton, Saugeen Shores. It's a Friday night. It's snowing. It's cold. I'm driving by a church parking lot at about 9:30. You know what I see? I see headlights. And I look. There's a pickup truck at one end, a car at the other. They're having a road hockey game. The goaltender's in full pads, full uniform. I mean, this thing's going hot and heavy. And you go to these small town rinks, Don. I mean, you played senior A hockey. My grandson's in they call it the Storm, I think, up there. Saugeen Shores Storm. All their teams are the Storm. But I went to a senior A hockey game. Saugeen Shores, I believe, against the Drayton Icemen. What impressed me was the quality of the hockey. How about some of these teams? Shallow Lake Ontario Crushers, named after the Schultheis Block Company, and I'm plugging them because they pay all costs for first-year minor hockey players, boys and girls. But it doesn't matter if you're east, west, Alberta, New Brunswick, Ontario. Senior hockey is alive and well, and you know something about senior hockey. And these are people, whether it's the Milverton four-wheel drives or the Shelburne Muskies, they're playing really for the love of the game, and the towns go out and support them.
Well, they do, and it was like in Wolf Island, Ontario. They all got together in 11 days. They put together one of the Gagne rinks at pad cement. They did it 2 years ago. If you had $1 million, you couldn't get a better arena and boards put up. And small town, that is what Canada is. It's a community center. In fact, that's what they name them, community centers.
It's like the all-star game of sports broadcasting. TV, web, radio. This is Canada's biggest sports broadcasting network, Sportsnet Radio.
The Fan 590.
You know what amazes me, too? I mean, you know, you go to minor midget in big cities, is the availability of the ice is a problem, whether you're in Toronto or Edmonton, it doesn't matter, Montreal.
Well, you're right.
But in these small towns, Don, you get 8-year-olds practicing at noon on a Saturday because the ice is available.
Well, my grandson, Dell, who plays and is goaltender, they go out at 9:30, quarter to 10. They don't get home till 12 o'clock weekdays and school days, but that's the only time available.
Got to plug in for the Saugeen Shores Winterhawks senior hockey team, Saugeen Shores Storm. I don't care where you are. Get out and support minor hockey. And if you live in a small town or a rural area, you've often, in many ways, got it better than those in the big cities.